Mocking Christianity, government-funded statue of pagan Amazonian love god planned outside UK cathedral. By Chris Tomlinson on March 1, 2023. A proposal to erect a pagan Amazonian love god statue near a cathedral in the English city of Wakefield has drawn the ire of residents who claim its placement mocks Christianity. At least three residents of the city have formally complained over the plan to place the sculpture, one of five pieces of art funded by the government with £1 million of taxpayer cash, near the city's medieval-era cathedral, which belongs to the Church of England. "I strongly object to this piece of sculpture being placed in the cathedral precinct and in particular to its sitting so close to the cathedral itself," one of the objectors said, the local Wakefield Express newspaper reports. "How can you possibly think that the erection of a sun god opposite the central place of Christian worship in the city and district could be acceptable?" They said and added, "It is at best insensitive and at worst a deliberate attempt to mock Christianity, the cathedral and all it stands for. Is this a precedent?" Another stated that the statue being placed so close to the cathedral would completely mock the Christian faith in every way. The sculpture was supposedly inspired to conservationist and naturalist Charles Waterton, who opened the first nature reserve in the world near Wakefield in the 19th century. Another objector, however, noted that Waterton himself was a devout Christian and therefore would not have approved of placing the pagan statue in the vicinity of the cathedral. The complaints over the sculpture come as four pupils from a local school in Wakefield, aged around 14, were suspended this week after slightly tearing and smudging a copy of the Quran that had been purchased by one of the boys. The slight damage to the holy book was taken so seriously that a local imam demanded members of the local Muslim community attend a meeting with the principal of the school, police and one of the parents of the boys. "The slightest bit of disrespect is not accepted, and it is not going to be tolerated at any point, in any city, in any country by any Muslim, and that's the fact of the matter," the imam said. One of the parents, a woman who stated her son is autistic, wore a headscarf during the meeting and profusely apologized, claiming her son had been subjected to multiple death threats. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email at tomlinson@breitbart.com.